brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you. The number of individuals seeking cosmetic procedures for their facial appearance has risen dramatically over the last 3 years, with many citing the Zoom boom as the reason behind the upward trend. With so many of us spending hours on work calls face-to-face with our own appearance, it appears that for some, this has made us more aware and hypercritical of our appearance. Other sources blame the rise of glamorous images on social media, with the importance of the Insta appeal affecting many within the younger generations. To feed demand, there has been a boom in clinics and aesthetic practitioners in operation in the UK and abroad. However, there is increasing concern for the lack of regulation for the standard of procedures, training and ingredients used within treatments, with an alarming number of reports of botched jobs that can have devastating and life-changing consequences. Today, we're going to put this directly to the government, and later in the show, I'll be speaking with Maria Caulfield, who's the Minister for Patient Safety, on this matter. But let's start the show with some background to this, and I'm firstly joined by Rachel Goddard, who sits on the management committee of the BACN, which is the British Association of Cosmetic Nurses. Rachel is a nurse prescriber who has specialised in medical aesthetics since 2004. She is also clinical director at Totally Aesthetics, which is a training academy, and Rachel Goddard Aesthetics Clinic in Manchester. With her background and depth of experience, she has seen firsthand what non-regulation means to patients, and I'm keen to talk to her about the trends, risks, and urgent needs for the industry. Welcome, Rachel. Let's start by asking who the BACN are and what their role is.
So the BACN is a professional association for nurses in the UK who specialise in medical aesthetics. So the BACN stands for the British Association of Cosmetic Nurses, and we are the largest association, and we currently have over 1,100 members.
And obviously, you know, aesthetic beauty, any sort of treatments, fillers, Botox, if we look back sort of 10 years ago, they weren't really that well widely used, were they? And then all of a sudden, flash forward to today, and it's very rare to meet someone, a woman or a man, that hasn't had some sort of procedure done on their face. So with it growing in interest, what concerns do you have for the safety aspects of these kinds of treatments?
Well, medical aesthetics isn't well regulated at all currently. As nurses, we are accountable to the Nursing and Midwifery Council. Doctors are accountable to the GMC. Dentists are accountable to the GDC. But there are lots of other people practicing currently, and they are not answerable to any professional bodies. And this is the real concern. And we're seeing more and more patients seeking help with treatments that maybe haven't gone to plan, and having complications, and the person who's treated them, they've either not been able to get a hold of them because they're not based within a permanent clinic, or they've been told to go to a nurse or a doctor for assistance, or to go to A&E. Yeah. So patient safety is a real concern, and as more and more people start to do these treatments, obviously the concern grows.
Yeah, absolutely. And is the BACN a consumer-focused organisation? Can consumers come to you for help and advice if they've had a botched procedure?
We've aimed more at supporting the nurses who are in our membership and guiding and signposting our members to safe practice and being accountable, as nurses are anyway. We have that duty of care to our patients. We do have a section on our website where consumers can look to find a local BACN nurse who is listed as a practitioner. Mm-hmm. So that is a way that consumers can look for nurses who are part of the BACN, and when they're seeking out where to go to see for treatments. Mm-hmm. We don't give general advice to consumers. But if we were to be contacted by a member of the public, then obviously we would guide and advise as far as we're able to do so.
And obviously you've been in this industry for a very long time, so you must have seen quite a lot of changes in that time. What are the more popular treatments currently at the moment?
There are so many new treatments each year coming onto the market. And techniques change constantly. So as you've said yourself, dermal fillers, botulinum toxin treatments, they're becoming more and more popular. Patients are, previously it used to be that people didn't really talk about the treatments that they had done, whereas now you see it's everywhere. And when you chat to friends, it's amazing how many other people have had treatment. So there's a growing demand for treatment, and that's where we see all these new treatments come into market as well. So there's lots of non-surgical machines such as radiofrequency, HIFU, high intensity ultrasound, laser treatments, fat dissolving treatments. The list is endless. There's literally a treatment for every concern.
Yeah. And we're also influenced these days by social media, aren't we? I mean, it plays such a massive impact on what we feel is socially acceptable and how we want to look and feel, how we want to present ourselves to the world. Do you think there's a real danger that influencers and celebrities are promoting these treatments? Do you think there's any dangers with that, that they might be misinforming consumers?
I do, because at the end of the day, these treatments are medical aesthetic treatments. And sometimes people see these treatments as beauty treatments, but they're not. Aesthetic medicine is a subspecialism of plastic surgery. Yeah. That's where it came from. And there are risks involved with all procedures. Every patient undergoing treatment needs a thorough consultation. Some of the procedures are prescription only, which means it needs to be prescribed after being seen face to face by a nurse prescriber, a doctor or a dentist. So I think sometimes the danger with social media, this is information and it's played down. So the risks, patients think, oh, it's a bit like going having a beauty treatment. So that's the real concern with the social media and with influencers. And another thing to think about, influencers are quite often paid to promote that product or that clinic, or they may be having the treatment free of charge or greatly reduced. Yeah. So there is some bias potentially as well.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, an influencer is not a qualified nurse or doctor, so they cannot advise as someone who's medically qualified would be able to do so at consultation. Yeah. So those are the real concerns.
Yeah. And of course, you know, there is a call for massive new regulation really in the UK to try and, you know, ensure that any of these sort of cowboy operations are closed down. But of course, there's even more danger when people think about this, you know, the medical tourism side. You know, we've got people like Katie Price travelling to Turkey to have all sorts of procedures. Lots of celebrities tend to go to Turkey for teeth and dental procedures. What are your thoughts behind that?
The issue is when people go overseas for treatment, quite often they're price driven. It's a cheaper package. And that's all and well and good as long as that procedure goes to plan. But what happens if there's a problem? You know, you've flown overseas to have surgery, you come back to the UK, you end up with an infection or another complication or necrosis, which is breakdown of the skin. Who do you go to then? Because it's very difficult to travel back to the original clinic overseas, and you actually might not feel well enough to do so. So who do you go to? You either have to find someone here who is prepared to take on that problem, and that will cost, because obviously it's private treatment, or you end up going to A&E, and then it shouldn't be down to the NHS to correct problems from private work that's been done overseas. So I really do discourage any patients who consider thinking of going overseas for treatment. You know, we're lacking regulation here in the UK, so don't add to the problems by seeking overseas treatment, which might not go to plan.
I mean, you've already mentioned that actually, you know, people should be considering these procedures not as beauty treatments, but actually as medical treatments. And so what would your advice be about the mindset of someone considering any of these treatments? What process should people be going through in order to make that decision?
I think you've got to be very selective when choosing who you go to. You need to do your research. So have a look at the qualifications of that person. Are they a nurse? Are they a doctor? Are they a dentist? Are they a prescriber? Can they handle complications if they should arise? And you shouldn't be price driven. So if you see a treatment that's a very good deal and it's almost too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
If something's too cheap, then it's either that they're not that experienced, and you might be one of the first people to be having treatment with that person, or the aftercare might not be there when you need it. Mm-hmm. So you really need to research who you're going to, how long they've been doing these treatments, how well trained they are, what the qualifications are, and ask to see examples of their work, ask to see before and afters. Yeah. And don't rush into treatment. I always advise my patients, come and have a consultation. We will go through your medical history. We'll look at your pre-existing medical conditions, any medication that you're on, any potential treatments that they might be undergoing at the moment. And then we do the consultation, assess them face-to-face, go through their treatment options, and then provide them with written information to go away and have a think about things.
Yeah.
And of course, they can always phone if they have any questions after they've had that consultation. So it's really important to do your research and take time. Don't rush into these treatments.
I think the trouble is when someone's decided they want to look and feel a certain way, there's that sense of speed, isn't there? We want everything yesterday. We want everything to be achieved as quickly as possible. But I think you're right. Slowing down the whole process really helps, doesn't it? Give people the time and space. So I just want to lastly touch on young people, because, I mean, I'm a mother of three daughters. And so actually, as they get older, I'm petrified at the influence that they're under from social media and their peers to want to look a certain way. What age limit is there for people in the UK to get any of these kinds of treatments? Is it governed that there is an age?
Well, a new law came into effect on the 1st of October 2021, and it's now against the law to treat under 18s with botulinum toxin or dermal fillers for cosmetic purposes. So that's fantastic, because obviously that's protecting our younger consumers, the under 18s. But an interesting point is, you know, this year I'll be celebrating 18 years of specialising in medical aesthetics, and we've never needed this law, because we have never treated under 18s with those treatments. And I do wonder, do we now need this law because of the number of people that are training and offering these treatments who don't have that medical background?
I know, and it just seems crazy, actually, if you're under 18, that you would even seek to gain some of these treatments. You know, you've got lovely youthful skin. Make the most of it. You know, if only I could put my sort of 40-plus head on my 20-plus body, I'd probably wouldn't consider any of this sort of thing for a very long time. Do you try and discourage people even in their 20s?
Yes, and again, this is where the consultation is so important. But again, as a nurse, I have that duty of care to my patients, yeah. So I take a very ethical approach, and I will say no to patients when treatment is not appropriate.
Yeah.
And this is the real concern with the lack of regulation. Unfortunately, there will be somebody out there who will say yes, we'll treat you. And this is where the need for the tighter regulation comes from. Fingers crossed. I mean, it's been a good few years now since Health Education England published the guidelines, but the JCCP, the Joint Council for Cosmetic Practitioners, now have those standards, and they're working on those and modifying them. And let's hope that now is the time that the government take action and make stricter regulations, because
absolutely.
It's very much needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because later in the show I'm going to be talking to Maria Caulfield, who's the Minister for Patient Safety, who's actually trying to push a bill through the House of Commons at the moment to do just that, which is exactly what we need.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for your time today, Rachel. And I know that you have your own aesthetics clinics in Manchester, don't you? So anyone listening into the show today, if they wanted to come along and talk to you for a consultation, do you have a website address that they can find you?
Yes, we do. It's www.rgclinics.com.
Lovely. That's brilliant. Thanks ever so much. And thank you for your time.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore.
Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Joining the Natural Beauty Show now is an extremely important figure in the future of non-surgical cosmetic and aesthetic industry and public safety issues. Maria Caulfield is the Minister for Patient Safety. On the 17th of September 2021, Caulfield was appointed Parliamentary Under-Secretary of State for Patient Safety and Primary Care in the second cabinet reshuffle of the Johnson Ministry. Caulfield has then since encouraged monumental steps to include the safeguarding of non-surgical cosmetics treatments, stating, "Today's amendment is the next step on the road to effective regulation of non-surgical cosmetic procedures in England." So let's talk to her now and find out directly from the government what stage the situation is at. Lovely to have you on the show, Maria. Thank you for giving us your time. I'd love to talk to you first of all about what the current situation is with these treatments and what regulation is in place to protect people.
Well, there's very little regulation, to be honest. It is the case that at the moment practitioners can set up shop almost anywhere, and with the exception of Botox, which has to be prescribed by a qualified prescriber, but they then can delegate that to someone else under their supervision. But for the vast majority of non-surgical treatments we're talking about, there isn't any regulation either on the practitioner or the premises itself. And so and while the vast majority of people who use the industry have a positive experience, we are hearing some shocking stories from people who've either not had the outcome they were hoping for. So what they thought would be the outcome is not what they got. But also more worryingly, that they've had some really bad side effects. And we're talking about things like scarring, infections, and even some people who've had maybe injections close to the eye have had some sight problems afterwards. So these are not small scale concerns. And so having a licensing system in place would give people confidence across England about the safety of the procedures they're having done.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you've just talked then about some of the most horrifying things that can go wrong with these treatments. And yet we've found such a surge in demand, haven't we, for people wanting them. What do you think's driving this?
Well, I think there's a lot on social media, but across the media as well. Just images of people looking, you know, perfect all the time. There's, you know, and it's not just the photos. There's filters now which, you know, can take out any blemish whatsoever. And so there's huge pressure on women, but also on men as well, to look a certain way, to not have any kind of flaws at all, and to feel that they have to be looking good at all times. I mean, we've all got the kind of the filters on our phones for our social media, where we're not just talking about, you know, celebrities and famous people. Ordinary people will put filters on their photos, and then to try and avoid that, we'll go down the cosmetic route to try and get that image at all times. So there is a huge pressure on people to look a certain way, and the industry itself, you know, it's surging. It's worth over £3.6 billion now. So, you know, obviously people are enthusiastic about having some of these procedures done.
Yeah, I suppose it's crazy what lengths people will go to get that look all of the time, isn't it, really? So tell me more about the announcement that you guys are going to make and what new plans there are for regulating this kind of activity.
So in the healthcare bill, which is going through Parliament at the moment, there's an amendment to bring powers in to license these procedures. So it will do two things. It will license the people giving these, so the practitioners themselves, so that people will know that they've got a certain level of qualification, skill, expertise, that they've had training in these procedures. But also the premises itself, that it meets a certain level of hygiene, because infection can be a big risk with these procedures, and also just basic safety standards as well. So it will be do the two things, because we want to make sure that, you know, if wherever people go in England, that they can be sure that they'll receive a consistent standard across the board. And while we can't rule out every side effect or every complication, we should be able to say to people, this is a safe industry, no matter where you have that treatment. And what we don't want to do is say to people, don't have these done, because that's a personal choice. But what we want to do is give some reassurance that if you choose to have this done and pay quite a lot of money sometimes, that actually it should be a safe experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And how long does it take for a bill like this to be passed? I mean, how, you know, how long are we looking at these sort of cowboys operating the way they are before things are gotten in control of?
So because we've attached this to the Health and Care Bill, which has really nothing to do with cosmetic procedures at all, we've attached it to the Health and Care Bill, which is looking at health and social care across the board. That's in the House of Lords at the moment. Once that we agree or disagree with their amendments and that bill is passed, it will become an Act of Parliament. So literally we're weeks away from that happening. So this is not going to be a long time in the coming. What we'll do then is start a consultation process once that bill becomes an Act of Parliament. And we'll want to hear from the public about their experiences and what they would like to see in place, but also from practitioners as well, because there's some practitioners operating really well, really safely. And we want to hear from them what should be the gold standard in terms of this industry. And then after that will come the licensing. So it will happen pretty quickly once that bill becomes law in a few weeks' time.
Yeah. I'm sure there are people listening to this show at the moment that are maybe considering their first procedure. What advice would you give them at the moment? What should they be looking out for?
So we would say to people, you know, do a lot of research, because there's so many people offering these services now. And the top three are Botox, fillers and laser hair removal. Mm. So there's a lot of information out there. Research the procedure itself to make sure it will give you the outcome you're hoping for. And then research the people that you're going to look at their reviews, look at where they operate from, and really just get as much information as you can. And when you go and see someone, you don't have to have the procedure done on the day. You can go and speak to them about the possible side effects, look at the premises itself, and just be confident that that's someone you want doing that procedure. So the advice is, you know, do your research first and get as much information as you can.
Yeah, I suppose it's just having a sensible head on, isn't it? We all want to achieve that look, but just really take your time, and nothing worth rushing is worth having, really. So yeah,
and if you find someone who's good, you know, we know that people go back time and time again, so there's some really good practitioners out there, so it's definitely worth doing the research first.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for your time today, Maria. That's been really valuable advice for people listening in. Thank you.
UK
Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Ahead of any formal regulation coming into effect, the positive end of the industry itself is attempting to self-regulate and provide consumers with as much information as possible to allow them to make more informed and educated decisions for themselves. One such resource is the upcoming Beauty Uncovered live event that will take place on the 7th and 8th of May at the Business Design Centre in Islington. The show aims to provide consumers with an opportunity to explore cosmetic procedures, speak to experts, and see first-hand results from credible practitioners. Joining me now is Courtney Baldwin, the show director, to explain more. Thanks for joining us on the show today. It's a really topical subject that we're talking about today. I think everybody's really into aesthetic beauty these days, certainly into fillers, Botox, some sort of aesthetic beauty method. So first of all, tell me all about Beauty Uncovered and what it's all about.
Yeah, so thank you for having me. So Beauty Uncovered Live is essentially opening up the world of aesthetic medicine to the public. It's the first show of its kind. You know, we run lots of trade events for the practitioners, but it's the first event ever in the UK where the public and consumers can actually go in and meet all of the practitioners and all of the kind of products you'll be able to find in clinic at the Business Design Centre on the 7th and 8th of May.
I mean, that's brilliant. So what's your background then? What brought you into creating an event like this?
Yeah, so we run all of the trade events. We've got two trade exhibitions where we bring together the suppliers and the practitioners. We run the Aesthetics Journal, which is the industry leading medical journal for all of the practitioners. And we also have the Aesthetics Awards, which is the Oscars of aesthetics, as people call it. So we know aesthetics. We work with all of the practitioners, all of the main associations and all of the suppliers. So when I think there was a huge need to go directly to consumer, we spoke to a lot of the industry and thought, you know, is this something that we should do? You know, is this something that you think there's a, you know, we feel there's a need? Is it something you want to support? Because it's very different speaking directly to the consumer and getting it right. Yeah. So we spoke to them and kind of got a bit of an advisory board together and decided to go for it. So we launched the magazine, Beauty Uncovered magazine, last April. So we've had 5 issues of that magazine. And that kind of covers everything aesthetics and cosmetic surgery in each issue. So anything, injectables, body, surgery, male, you know, everything. There's always a really wide range of articles. And then the event is launching in May. So it's the first ever one.
I think it's so timely, isn't it? I mean, more and more of us are turning to aesthetic methods of controlling aging, really, more than anything, isn't it? We're under so much pressure to look and feel a certain way. I always sort of lay some blame on Instagram. I think that this, you know, this is unbelievable desire for people to be Instagram friendly and appealing. Are you finding there are increasing numbers of people turning to these kinds of treatments?
Oh, completely. I mean, I can see the change even in my friendship group. When I first started within aesthetics, I started 5 years ago. So when I first started, you know, they were a bit like, what, fillers? You know, what do you mean fillers? And they didn't really understand any of it. And now, you know, I think the Zoom boom, being in lockdown, everybody looking at themselves for the first time ever, seeing what they look like, talking and thinking, my goodness, is that what my head looks like? Is that how, you know, is that how expressive I am? I didn't realize, because you've only ever seen yourself in stills, not on camera. So, I think slowing down the clock is kind of how we phrase it, that we don't want to ever encourage people to change themselves. If, you know, we don't want to say you should look like somebody else. But, you know, if you want to feel a bit better and you want to feel fresher, then, yeah, that's kind of what we empower.
Yeah. I mean, it comes down to personal choice, doesn't it? You know, it's I think, you know, I'm very much live and let live mentality. So, you know, if someone chooses that's the route for them, that's their choice, that's their freedom. But we hear a lot, don't we, in the media about botched jobs and, you know, people with life changing situations. What do you think about that? Why is the media, do you think, so obsessed with the negative side of aesthetic treatments?
I mean, I think the media is fairly negative in general. you know, negative stories and horror stories and shocking stories get coverage, don't they? We, you know, we see ourselves. But there's definitely a need. I mean, the UK is so widely unregulated, it's terrifying. And most people don't realise that actually you or I could go and do a course and become an injector next week. And that's really scary, because, yes, you can learn a way to inject, you know, you can learn, I don't know, the 10 steps to injecting or something, but you don't have a broad medical experience behind you to draw on something if there is a complication, which is really terrifying. So I think there's definitely a place for the botched jobs. I think, you know, we do need to teach people that they do need to be choosing a practitioner really wisely and understand why that's really important. But our focus, we wanted to kind of steer clear from talking about botched jobs and actually shine a positive light on the people and the products and the patient transformations that actually make this industry so amazing. You know, there's so many amazing things to talk about. So yes, we might not get as much media coverage from talking about all of the positive things than, you know, a couple of quick kind of Daily Mail clickbait type, you know, stories will, but by coming to the event, you know, by Beauty and Covered Live, there are going to be so many patient transformations and really exciting, empowering things to learn. Yeah. So that's our focus, promoting positivity and building trust within the industry.
I think that's a really lovely, lovely mindset of having actually, I mean, if someone's really considering this route, at least if they have all of the information in a safe environment, in a place yeah. they can trust, they can make that decision with more of a ready to do it mindset, can't they? They know that they're yes, this is the treatment for them. It's going to give them the desired outlook and desired look and feel for themselves. And this is the correct practitioner to give it to me as well. But I mean, what would your advice be about researching the different practitioners? Where can people start with that?
There's lots of different platforms. There's places like Real Self, Trustpilot, Doctify, there's lots of different kind of apps that are popping up, safe app to find a good practitioner. That, you know, there are lots of places that you can get good reviews, real reviews from patients. There's registers, you know, if you're looking for a nurse. Then there's the BACN, they're the British Association of Cosmetic Nurses. There's BCAM, JCCP is a register, a voluntary register for people to sign up to and kind of be approved. So there's lots of different things you can look for. Usually, generally finding the right association is the right thing to do. So if it's a surgeon, they'd usually be on BARTS or ISAPS. So it's looking for the registers, looking for the reviews, and just ensuring that they are a medical professional. That's the first one, because the reason you choose somebody on a medical register, or the importance of it, is if anything goes wrong, they can be struck off.
Yeah.
If you're not part of a register, then you can just keep going willy-nilly until, you know, there's some serious dangers happening.
Yeah.
So that's,
I suppose that's the worrying side of things that the media tends to pick up on, isn't it? So let's talk about the type of people then that choose to go down this route. Are you finding that more men are actually interested in things like Botox and fillers than ever before?
Absolutely. And again, even in my friendship group, lots of the grooms to be have wanted to look as fresh as they possibly could in their wedding day. So I think, yes, it's definitely more mainstream now. Lots of men are getting toxins and fillers. We're finding lots of practitioners are saying that there's been an increase in men lip fillers.
Wow. Okay.
But typically, they're more common for like lower face treatments, getting more structured jawline. So almost more like masculating type treatments are really, really common. Muscle stimulation, kind of get the body, the rig, you know, they're really popular. And also rhinoplasty, so nose jobs. So there's been a big rise in male nose jobs as well.
Yeah, I mean, they've always been popular, haven't they? The whole nose jobs. But yeah, I can see why. You're right. You know, our faces are constantly on display, aren't they? And in video and photo form because of social media and because of how we now tend to work professionally as well. So you're right. I mean, people more than ever, you're so exposed to yourself and your appearance. So that makes real sense. So what else can people expect to learn at the show? If you were someone who maybe has had a few procedures done, or you're considering procedures and you want to come along to the show, what can you expect to find?
Kind of everything really within aesthetic treatments and cosmetic surgery. So there's a broad offering of speakers and kind of content. So there'll be things like Dr. Tapan Patel, who was on 10 Years Younger in 10 Days. He's bringing back his patients, so they can talk about their patient journeys and transformations and how empowering that was for them. There'll be expert Q&As with top doctors. There'll be live treatments. So there'll be a treatment stage and people can come and see lip fillers, tear trough fillers, but it will all be to understand, as a potential person looking for that treatment, what they need to really know about that treatment, the importance of having really thorough understanding of the potential complications and how to avoid them, and just get a really thorough understanding of what that treatment, what you should expect. But there's also things like there's an Ask the Expert stage where you can ask questions on pigmentation or acne or breast from the real top practitioners in their field. So from a content perspective, if you wanted to come and learn lots, you can. But then also on the show floor, we've got over 50 brands there. Wow. They'll be doing treatments on the show floor. So Hydrafacial are our headline sponsor, and they are doing back-to-back free hydrafacial to people, which is a huge saving.
Amazing, yeah.
And they are amazing treatments if anybody's looking for a lovely glow. We've got a collagen bar that's sponsored by SkinAid. You can get a free SkinAid drink with every ticket price. You can get lots and lots of non-surgical, you know, non-invasive treatments like facials and body contouring, but muscle stimulation is really, really, really key at the moment, you know, kind of strapping into the muscle stim and getting toned. So there'll be lots of things like that to try.
Yeah. That's excellent. And I know that you've kindly arranged for us to have a 2-for-1 ticket deal for any of the listeners listening into this today. Could you tell me a bit more about that and where people can access it?
Yes. So if you go on to beautyuncovered.com and purchase tickets, there's lots of different ticket choices. There's a VIP ticket. That's £75. That gets you a glass of champagne, a goodie bag worth £300.
Wow.
There's also hair and makeup in the VIP lounge. If you do get a hydrafacial treatment or another treatment, and then you want to go out in the evening, you can get your makeup done. So there's lots of different tickets you could choose. And then all you put in is Natalie 241. And it's 2-for-1 tickets. So Natalie 241.
Excellent. Brilliant. Well, yeah, if you are someone that's really considering any of these sorts of treatments, I'd say this is a really good place to start. And what about your magazine? Where, how can people subscribe to that, or how can they access the magazine if they perhaps can't make the show but are really keen to sort of find out a bit more?
Yeah, the next issue is actually out in June. So it's a quarterly publication. So all they would need to do is go on to beautyuncovered.com. You can either go through to the event or to the magazine and you can subscribe. So it's £20 for the full year to subscribe to the magazine.
Excellent. Well, well worth it, I think. And, you know, what I would urge people to do is not rush into any of these sort of treatments and just to really research, you know, what is it I'm trying to achieve? And looking at, like you say, checking all of the registers, just, you know, talking to friends about their experiences as well. I mean, some of this stuff, it can be pretty life-changing, can't it? I mean, it's, you know.
I agree. And I think also for it's really important to get a good consultation, because you might think that, for example, your nasal labial folds, I have them, you know, as you get older, you kind of start to sag a little bit. At 30, that happens, you know, gravity kind of steps in.
Yep.
But actually, the practitioners will tell you to get your temples filled just slightly, because it raises your face and kind of restructures your face. So it's really important not to think that you need something. Well, you need this, you know, you can't diagnose yourself. You need to go to a practitioner and speak to them and get a consultation and see what they think, as well as, you know, kind of wanting it itself. So I think there'll be lots of consultations you could also get uncovered live from the really, really top practitioners.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd always say avoid Dr. Google and definitely speak directly to the experts, because we all tend to sort of try and work out for ourselves, don't we? But there's a reason why people train in these sorts of things. But, well, that's been really enlightening. And I think it's great that you have a magazine like this, you have a show like this. It's all about making these treatments less taboo and make it something that we can all talk about quite openly and accept, you know, we're living in a very fast-paced world. Looks do mean a lot to people. It's more than just vanity. It's all about confidence and self-esteem as well. And so, you know, no one can knock you for wanting to do anything you want with your body, but it's about doing it in a safe and controlled way, isn't it?
Definitely. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you for joining me today. It's been really, really enlightening. Brought to you on UK Health Radio, The Natural Beauty Show, an in-depth look at the beauty issues that affect you. You may be listening to the show today and wondering if there are any non-invasive options for some of the injectable procedures we've been discussing. You'll be pleased to hear that there are beauty brands emerging with products that are seeking to provide the look and feel achieved with a non-surgical procedure, but in a temporary and topical form. And I thought it was fitting to end the show talking to one of those now. Joining me now is Joy Howison, who is the founder of Project Lip. Thanks for joining us today, Joy. And I'd love to hear a bit more about Project Lip, how it came about, and what sort of products you offer.
Great. And thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. So, yes, Project Lip, we are an independent brand that is a complete startup project, and we are a lip plumping brand that is natural, vegan and cruelty-free, which is really important for myself and the brand. And we launched with our first product, which is a matte plumping primer, which was first of its kind on the UK market and a very exciting product to launch the brand with. And then we've now got multiple products which we offer to give an alternative to naturally plump your lips, so you don't have to use injections or get lip fillers, which we get a lot of consumers, you know, loving the product as an alternative, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing because there are so many people that are really against the injection route, aren't they? And they don't really want to go down the route of putting things inside their body. Is that how you fell into it? Is it something that you yourself were looking for?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the brand and the product, it works with and without fillers, but for us, we are here to offer an alternative for anybody who doesn't want a permanent enhancement and or perhaps they're looking for that, but they'd like to test how it may feel or be. And we also, you know, we're there for those people and consumers as well. So for myself personally, when I was thinking of the product and having the idea going around in my head before the brand had launched, I was in a place where I was working on a Mac counter in Selfridges, which was a really exciting opportunity and got me into the beauty industry. But I was finding there was a massive trend for lip fillers and bigger lips, and it was coming from society and social media that was around me at the time. And I just didn't want to go down that route. I was, you know, scared to kind of like do that. At the time I was about 19, so it just didn't really enter my head to have any kind of enhancements done. And I thought there must be something other than a lip plumping gloss that was on the market, because at the time as well, the trends were leading themselves all about a matte lip. Gloss wasn't really worn that much. And that's the kind of like industry experience I had from working on the counter, to have those trends constantly at my fingertips. And I just, that's where the idea was born. I thought there's got to be an alternative to plump your lips and not have glossy lips type, you know. So that's where the matte plumping primer came from.
Yeah. And you mentioned Instagram then, and it's such an influencer, isn't it? Just the platform as a whole. It really sways, doesn't it? Where the market's led, really, especially within beauty. So what other products do you have? So you've mentioned your matte lip plumper, but what other products? And were they sort of directed by that Instagram trend as well?
Yeah, definitely. So the brand started with that product and it then grew into other products. So we've now got plumping tinted lip balms. So if you want a little hint of a colour, again, with the same collagen enhancing ingredients that'll, you know, work instantly and long term. And then with the trend changing, we actually brought out a gloss as well, which was, you know, offering, it just opened up our audience really for people who do want to wear a gloss. And gloss is a lot more trend focus now as well. People are wearing a lot more. So we've got a variety of primers, colours, glosses, and then also lip care, where we have lip scrubs and lip masks, again, with collagen boosting ingredients to naturally enhance your lip shape. So we've got the whole kit really for somebody to have a full lip.
I'd love to dive a bit more into the ingredients side of it. So you mentioned then collagen enhancing. Is that how it works then? How are the lips stimulated? How do you get that plump effect?
Yeah, so it's a completely unique formula with secret ingredients, but they basically tingle upon application, and that stimulates your blood flow, which gives you a fuller, plumper lip look. And depending on how that's formulated, gives you, you know, your unique plumping formulation. Yeah. And with ours, it has like quite a strong tingle, nothing unwearable, but it definitely, you can feel something happening on your lips, which is important for consumers. They want to feel like it's something happening. But equally, that gives an instant effect. And then we have other ingredients that are collagen-based that'll increase your lips naturally. Scientifically proven if used every single day for 28 days, which is really good to have that kind of claim within our product. So it's not just an instant quick hit. It also works on a long-term benefit.
Yeah, amazing. And how long would it last? Like if I used the, you know, you mentioned the one that's quite tingly and it gives the instant effect. How long is that likely to last?
The tingle?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it can last from around 10 minutes up to around 30 minutes, depending on how much you apply. We have a lot of customers that just love the tingle and more and more and more on. But again, it is a natural tingle. It's nothing harmful. So people can be a little bit taken back that it tingles, but that is what is stimulating your blood flow. And that is what getting the instant effect. There are a lot of plumpers out there on the market that have that kind of tingly feel. But ours is uniquely formulated to ensure that it's not too strong.
Yeah, sure. And we're coming up to a really busy time, aren't we, Christmas? I mean, would your products make good stocking fillers? Is that something that people should be interested in as a great stocking filler for their partner?
Definitely. I mean, it's great because we, as a brand, we apply to, you know, all audiences and all age groups as well, because of, you know, everybody, whether you're male or female, you know, they may want to plump their lips. So, you know, we have a massive consumer base, and yeah, definitely good for Christmas fillers.
And where can we find it? Where can the listeners find your products?
So yes, we retail on projectlip.com, which is our own website. And then we also have retail partners. We're on prettylittlething.com, Boohoo, Lookfantastic, Very.com, and also Beauty Bay, which is a really big cosmetic site as well.
Yeah, lovely. Okay, well, I'd really recommend people going to your website, finding out a bit more and giving it a go. I mean, the rise of non-surgical enhancements in the beauty industry is huge, isn't it? And it's definitely worth, even if you're thinking about going down the more injectable route, it's worth maybe trying a product like this first, just to see whether you like the effect of your lips being plumper. I know quite a few people that have been disappointed and it's too late. They've had the injections and they're kind of stuck. It's also a good option to just try things out and try that look out, I suppose. Do you find that with some of your customers, they come to you and they're like, look, I want to see before I try, try before I go deeper in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've hit on a really good point there as well, that people, you know, they are trying products a lot now, and I think it's come a lot from the recent pandemic. People are really open to kind of self-care and trying a lot of different products to kind of make the best of themselves that they can do. And not everybody wants to go down the surgical route. So we have a massive customer base that absolutely love using our products every single day as a balm, like with the matte plumping primer. And then equally, you know, in meetings or at work or going from work to the evening time with our colour products and our glosses. So it just gives a really beautiful boost for the lips, which our customers absolutely love. But equally, you know, we do work with lip fillers, and it naturally increases the collagen that you have in your lips. Therefore, even if you do have lip fillers, you still can use the product. And we have a lot of people, which I didn't expect when I launched the brand, that actually love the product as a booster treatment in between lip filler appointments, which was quite an interesting find for me once I've launched the brand. And, you know, it's great to kind of give them an extra boost if they want that.
So it kind of extends the life of their actual fillers that they have put in.
Well, yeah, I think when they're ready to get their top-up treatment, they love using the product just to give them that instant top-up, not a permanent one, you know, towards the treatment. Yeah, we get a lot of people saying, I love this in between my treatments. So it's amazing. Great to hear.
Yeah, worth giving it a go then. Lovely. Well, thanks very much for joining us, Joy.
Brilliant. Thank you for having me.